Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am Father Scott Steinkirchner, the editor of this website, and I'm your preacher today as well, coming to you from Nederland, Colorado, with a preaching that I'm calling, What Will Be Fulfilled Today? The reading is from the Gospel of Luke. When Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, Is this not Joseph's son? He said to them, Doubtless you will quote me this proverb, Doctor, cure yourself. And you will say, Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum. And he said, Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There was also many lepers in Israel at the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, except Naaman the Syrian. When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord. What scripture will be fulfilled for your doing today? Will it be this one? Is the Spirit of the Lord upon you to bring good news to the poor? Will you fulfill that today? I hope so. Give it a try. The trouble is, if you do that well, the other part might be fulfilled as well, and people will get angry at you and want to throw you out. The world often doesn't want good news to the poor. Makes money off of keeping the poor poor. But that's not good news. So again, today, what part of scripture will be fulfilled by your doing?